I want to tell you about Rhoda, who was a girl, maybe your age, maybe a little bit older, and her job was to answer the door in the really big house where she worked. One evening, a whole big crowd of people gathered there. She kept opening the door and opening the door and opening the, and so pretty soon there was a big group of people all gathered, and they were praying together. The reason they wanted to pray was because their friend Peter was in jail, and they were very worried that mean King Herod was going to do something to hurt Peter, and so they were praying for God to protect their good friend. Rhoda stayed near the door so that she would hear if anyone else knocked. And sure enough, pretty soon she heard that knocking sound. And she ran to answer the door, but she had been well trained to be careful. And so she shouted through the heavy door, "Who is it?" And she heard someone say in Peter's voice, "It's me, Peter." Well, Rhoda was so surprised, she forgot to open the door. She ran into the room where all the people were praying, and she said, "Peter's at the door, Peter's at the door." And they said, "Well, that's not possible. We all know that Peter is in jail. Can't be Peter." And she said, "But it is. I heard his voice. He's out there." And they said, "Well, maybe you heard something that has something to do with Peter, but he's in jail. That can't be him." She said, "No, I'm really sure that it was." And somebody was still knocking and knocking, so finally she convinced some of those friends to come to the door with her, and they opened the door, and there was Peter. And they all wanted to start screaming and shouting and jumping up and down. They were so excited. But before they could do that, Peter said, "Shh, I've escaped from jail. God sent angels who somehow opened the gates and somehow made so the guards didn't see me, and I just followed those angels and I walked right out of jail. I can't stay here though. It's not safe for me or for you, but I wanted you to know this good news, and it's okay for you to tell anybody who loves Jesus and anybody who trusts in the power of God. You can tell them that the Lord rescued me from prison." And then Peter went on to hide someplace else so that Herod's soldiers could not find him. And all the friends went back inside the house so that they could pray prayers of thanksgiving and rejoicing. And Rhoda never ever forgot that amazing night when she opened the door and there stood Peter. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, give us the wisdom to know when and the courage to know how to open the door to new signs and new understandings of your love and your power in the world. We pray this week for Maya and all the other kids who will be at camp. We remember Savannah's sister Madison, who's home with a bad cold. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to worship here in Jesus' name. Amen.